How do you as a supervisor influence the culture scores or employee survey results that your organization is gathering? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and it's tempting to look at things like employee surveys or culture scores as something that has nothing to do with you as a supervisor. Now, I'd like to remind you that for most employees, how they judge the organization as a whole is very much influenced by their interactions with you as their immediate supervisor. There is a very strong correlation between the culture survey results for a given team, department, or location, and whoever the person is who's leading that particular team, department, or location. So, instead of keeping this abstract, I want to get concrete with you and tell you some specific things that you would do that would actually boost your culture scores the next time your company does a survey. So remember that companies are really interested in what their employees think now more than ever, because it's been proven that when employees are more satisfied and connected, they tend to stick with an organization longer, grow in their capabilities. All that residual training and skills and knowledge helps them perform better and make the company more successful, right? So be very specific in some of your leadership actions. For instance, number one tip, keep your team informed. One of the questions on the employee survey is probably whether the employees feel that they've been communicated well enough. And yes, the plant manager or general manager might do a town hall meeting from time to time to bring everybody up to speed on the bigger issues, but your team needs you as a supervisor to bring them up to date shift by shift as to what's going on and how it influences their work. A lot of supervisors think that has nothing to do with their task, but they're missing an opportunity to communicate what's going on in other parts of the organization, how the work today may be affected by certain pressures, shortages, delivery, pressures from delivery and meeting milestones. So be a conduit of communication. Take the things that you're aware of through your management meetings that you attend, and where appropriate, which is most of the time, convey that information down to your team. Second tip I have is to interact with your team proactively. Now, that means that if all you do is wait for guys to come up to you and bring you questions and problems to solve, you're going to have a lot of these transactional interactions with your team. But as we've taught before in our frontline leadership program, the reality is you as a supervisor don't want to be in constant reaction mode. You want to actually proactively move around your department, touch base with people, interact with them, find out what's going on, listen to them. All these things help drive up the employees' perceptions of the organization in its culture and their satisfaction. And the third tip is take some interest in the career development of the people on your team. A lot of companies ask employees, do you feel like the company's here to help you grow and develop as a person? But if you as the supervisor aren't actually having some of those conversations with the people on your team, or at least identifying some of the people on your team with some talents and skills that might help them be positioned for future promotion, then you're missing an opportunity. People on your team want to develop mastery. Not everyone might want a promotion, but they do want to take on new challenges to grow and develop. So for you as a supervisor, if you could learn to keep your team more informed, if you could interact with them proactively, touch base so they feel you're trying to connect with them, and then take an interest in their career development and growth, you'll find that the employee scores in your team will rise up. Even if other parts of the company aren't as good at that, you'll see pockets of improvement, and that's usually because the supervisor has done an exceptional job of helping their team feel cherished and valued in the company. Now, once you've figured out how to boost your culture scores by just being a great leader, you might decide you want to work on some of your other leadership attributes and skills. And if you have your company's backing, we might be able to come in and deliver our training on site or through the state-of-the-art virtual training studios that we have, which really make it an engaging experience right from the desktop. Or maybe you just need to access some of our resources or past videos and of this blog, of the Leader Feeder blog. You can do all of that and connect with us for a conversation at uniquedevelopment.com. No matter what it takes to help you become the best leader that you can be, we are here to help you on that journey.